These 19 men were arrested on the so-called grounds that they might pose a threat to national security, but not a shred of evidence has been produced. The so-called evidence so far includes that the men lived in clusters of four or five and kept a minimal standard of living. In other words, they are accused of being poor. One of the men was enrolled in flight school to become a commercial pilot. In other words, people from Muslim countries shouldn't study to be pilots. These men have been clearly targeted because of their ethnic background. A document produced by the RCMP refers to the men's place of origin, the Punjab province in Pakistan, as a factor in making them terror suspects. This is, beyond a doubt, racial profiling. And now it's come out that these men are suspected of being part of a terrorist sleeper cell and possibly even linked to Al-Qaeda, of all things. And yet there is no evidence, and these men are being detained without charge. Now, one has already been released. We are here today to demand the immediate release of all of these 19 men and to protest the climate of fear, the climate of racism, which has been fueled by these arrests. We have some very important speakers here, active in the community to defend the rights of immigrants and refugees, who will tell you a bit more about the situation. They are from community organizations of various kinds, and I will introduce them to you one by one. But I'd like to start with Tariq Fatah, who has been speaking out on this issue in the media over the last week. It produces a television show, The Muslim Chronicle. Tariq Fatah.
Good afternoon. Assalamu alaikum. Let me introduce you, start by introducing myself. I come to Canada from the province of Punjab. I am a potential terrorist and men in uniform who have an inferiority complex who would like to come and arrest me as a potential terrorist. Please be my guest. We have a situation where the commissioner of the RCMP says that there is no evidence that these 19 Pakistanis are any threat to Canada's security. But rogue elements within the law enforcement agencies would like us to believe that just because these foreign students were poor, that they slept on mattresses, that they didn't clean their dishes, or they were clumsy students, therefore they are potential terrorists. Shame on you. If I understand the position of Canada's law enforcement agencies, Muslims, and particularly those from the wretched province of Punjab, were not allowed to photograph the CN Tower. Muslims from the extremist Sunni province of Punjab were not allowed to take flight lessons. Muslims, particularly Pakistanis, are not supposed to visit tourist spots or museums or any multi-storied building, because the mere looking at these buildings instills fear and terror in the minds and hearts of these men in uniform. Shame on you. We are here as Canadian citizens and we have the right to feel secure. Brothers and sisters, I can tell you that hundreds of foreign Pakistani students at different colleges and universities are today terrified because they could be arrested by these men in uniform. These are the people who are terrified. We are the people fighting the war on terror, not these ridiculous bunch of people who want to play cheap flea market Americans and try to wage their own fake war on terrorism. We are not scared of you. If you want to arrest us, we have been in jails. In 1969, as a 17-year-old, I was arrested, my house was raided, and I was taken away for indefinite imprisonment in Pakistan. We have a taste of being in prisons. Come, take us. We are ready for you. And don't push on innocent students who are not involved in politics or any religious activity. You want to take on people, you take on us, the activists. We are ready for you. And don't you spread your inferiority complex. If you want to be Americans, cross the border, apply for American citizenship, and live over there. This is Canada. This is a place where Tommy Douglas lived. This is a place where social democracy was born. This is a place where church and religion are separate. This is a place where minorities came and built this country. This is not the home of Yankee imperialism. Thank you.
Thank you, Tariq. Our next speaker is Diana Ralph of Homes Not Bombs. Homes Not Bombs has launched a project called a campaign to stop secret trials in Canada to protest the use of security certificates to detain Muslim men on the basis of secret evidence.
Got a song for you. Equal justice for all, we want equal justice for all. We are the people who want justice for all. Equal justice for all. Last Monday, I'm bringing you good news. Last Monday, Homes Not Bombs organized a very successful demonstration in Ottawa. And what made it different from all the previous ones that Homes Not Bombs organized, all the marches we've made through Toronto, all the demonstrations, all the vigils on behalf of the five men who are being held on security certificates without evidence, without trials, without any rights. What made it different was this time it hit the front pages. This time we've broken through. And now, with all of our work together, we are finally getting attention for the serious attack on civil liberties, the war on Muslims, and the end of Canadian sovereignty. This is the time for us to join battle to defend our country and to defend our fellow citizens, especially Muslims. As a Jew, I want to say that this is very important. It's important for all Canadians to stand up and say that this is not the kind of Canada we stand for. We want a Canada that protects the rights of all of its citizens, that guarantees due process, and that doesn't toady to the United States' pressures to characterize everybody who's not white as a terrorist. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Sarah Abraham from the South Asian Left Democratic Alliance.
Hi, it's so nice to see so many people here. I'm from the SALDA, South Asian Left Democratic Alliance. Just last week, we had a meeting discussing the prospects of peace between India and Pakistan. This kind of event and the bad publicity that surrounds it is one example of the kind of setback to any possible peace between India and Pakistan for many reasons. What I want to stress here, however, is that it's really important that the Canadian government and the Canadian state break away from its affinity with US foreign policy. That in itself is an extremely dangerous stance for nuclear peace in South Asia, as well as for the security of Pakistani and South Asian immigrants in Canada. The US government, as you're well aware, has supported military governments in Pakistan and is now negotiating with the fascist governments in India. It is not interested in peace. It's not interested in a reduction of the nuclear threat. It's okay with the status quo. Canada is not doing anything to show that it is different from this kind of US foreign policy. Canada has an opportunity to promote some kind of peace between South Asian people in Canada as well as abroad, and it's not taking that chance. Rather, it's increasing insecurity here in Canada with this kind of racial profiling. We ask for this to end and for Canada to once again try and pull itself away from US foreign policy and to assert its own stand and moral standing, if it has any. Thanks.
Our next speaker is Stephanie Gouda of the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, OCAP. She is an advocate for immigrants and refugee rights on behalf of OCAP.
Thank you. The Ontario Coalition Against Poverty works with people from all different parts of the world who are fighting deportation. And the speakers that have preceded me have already touched on the fact that what we're here for today and what is going on is systemic. It is systematic. It is targeted. And I want to talk a little bit about Immigration Canada, as they have a heavy hand in what's going on today, and also have a heavy hand in the future of several hundred non-status Pakistani people who are living in this country right now, who have built lives in this country right now, and who are facing imminent deportation. Immigration Canada is currently holding in jail a 64-year-old Pakistani woman and her 17-year-old son, a minor. They are being held because they are deemed a flight risk. Let's talk about this for a second. Bilqis Fatima and Imra Hussein, the two people who are in detention currently in Montreal, have been there since the end of June. Fatima is 64 years old. She has a heart condition. She requires dialysis 3 times a week. She uses a wheelchair. And Immigration Canada is refusing to release her and her son because they feel these two people who are fighting for their right to safety and security are a, quote, flight risk. Immigration Canada has a history of jailing people without dignity, without thought. A Nigerian man in 1995 died in a jail in Toronto, the infamous Celebrity Inn, because he did not have access to medication he required for a diabetic condition. And right now, Immigration Canada is holding the lives of Fatima and Imran in their very hands. They have refused at previous detention reviews to release this pair, and tomorrow morning once again will be another detention review for Fatima and her son Imran. And Immigration Canada has a chance. It has a chance, albeit belated, to show some dignity, to show some respect, and release these people who have lived in this country for 3 years, like many, many of the people from Pakistan who are facing deportation, who are not being recognized as in risk of danger. This is another important piece to the way Immigration Canada treats people of Pakistani descent. They are saying Pakistan is not a place where you could face violence. It is not a place where you could face death. And Fatima came to Canada because her husband was murdered in sectarian violence. And Immigration Canada is telling her, no danger, no danger to you. Deportation is imminent. The other shady part of this situation, and I mean, the facts speak for themselves, are that because she is in such poor health, medical officers have said, Immigration Canada, you put this woman on a plane, you deport this woman, and en route, she will die. She will not survive this journey from Canada to Pakistan. So what Immigration Canada is suggesting instead is that Fatima and her son go to the United States. That was their port of entry, and Immigration Canada wants to wash responsibility for her death from their hands by suggesting that she go to the U.S. Now, everybody here is well aware that the United States is no friendly place to people from Pakistan. Why else would thousands of Pakistani families come across the border to Canada over the last few months fleeing the evil special registration program that the American government has insidiously imposed on people from so many Arab nations? Immigration Canada is not giving Fatima and her son a choice by saying, well, en route to Pakistan you'll die, well then you've got the United States. That's the choice that they're giving her, and we're saying that that is in no way fair, is in no way humane, and just reflects the fact that Immigration Canada, in collusion with the Canadian government and the American government, do not prioritize people's lives. So OCAP stands in solidarity with those who have been working very hard on the ground in Montreal. Around this detention hearing tomorrow, we say free all detainees, stop all deportations now, grant landed status to all non-status people living in Canada, open the borders now. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Frank Septel of the Asian Solidarity Network.
Hello, I'm glad so many of you could make it here today. This is a more important event than we actually know, because this has serious ramifications for down the line. I want to repeat what Chantal asked for earlier. Please leave your contact information here. We'd like to contact you again to do further events like these, because we have to put the pressure on those who make the laws. Now, keep in mind that these men were arrested under the provisions of the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act. The Protection Act. How are these men being protected, I ask you? It's important to keep the pressure on the liberals, and I underline the word liberals, because they don't know where they stand. If someone says, go this way, they will. So we're going to tell them which way to go. And the way to do it is to do it together. Strong. Lobby your MPPs, your MPs, specifically the federal liberals. They're in the process of having a leadership. And again, leadership, what the hell does that mean anymore? So it's important that we work together, do it together, strong. Make them change. Thank you very much.
Next, we're going to hear from Abdul Rahman Malik, who is the chair of the IYA Foundation, a Toronto-based Islam-inspired education and social justice initiative, and a member of the Toronto Coalition to Stop the War in Iraq.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. It is wonderful to see so many of us out on the street today. But, brothers and sisters, this is just the beginning. After the terrible tragedy of September 11th, 2001, activists like ourselves and ordinary Canadians up and down this country called on this government not to take the same draconian measures that our neighbors to the south were taking against Arab, Pakistani, South Asian, and generally Muslim peoples who live in their lands. Today we are seeing the fruits of these draconian laws, these laws which have undercut our civil liberties for the last 2 years. Now we see them rearing their ugly head again. Mischievously, this Department of Immigration, supported by our security services, has launched an assault on Pakistani Muslims in Canada. And as our brother Tariq Fatah said, people are scared. But today, what we are saying to Immigration Canada, to the government of Canada, to the security services, to the police services, we are not scared. We are not scared to stand up for the rights. For the rights of Canadians. We are not scared to stand up for the rights of our minority communities. In Toronto, we are no longer the minority. In Toronto, we are the visible majority. And today, they are throwing these arrests in our face. The challenge to us now, brothers and sisters, is to resist, and resist we must. Groups like the Muslim Canadian Congress and others have taken a courageous and important stand. Today, we must join with them and the other activists who are here today to ensure that this story does not go off the radar. We cannot afford this story to go off the radar, because they'll arrest 19 now, they'll arrest 20 tomorrow, they'll arrest 100 the next day. And don't think it hasn't been happening. Don't think it hasn't been happening for the last 2 years. How many of our brothers and sisters have been arrested under secret security certificate provisions? How many people are being held under national security pretexts? We knew this would happen. We knew Bill C-36 was wrong. We knew the changes to the Immigration Act were wrong. And now we are seeing it. Brothers and sisters, we need to carry this message out to this city. We know that racial profiling exists. No one can tell us it doesn't exist. It exists when it comes to the police forces and our African Canadian citizens. It exists when it comes against the poor and the homeless. It exists when it comes against refugees and immigrants. And now we are seeing it rear its ugly head again against Pakistani immigrants. My parents came from the Punjab in 1971. Like Tariq, my father was a political activist who campaigned against dictatorship in his homeland and continued to teach us the same in this country. Today, there are so many of us, who need to get off our backsides and stand here in solidarity. This isn't a Pakistani issue. This isn't only a Muslim issue. This is not a Punjabi issue. This is not a person of color issue. This is a civil rights issue. This is a democracy issue. This is a civil liberties issue. So wherever, whichever background we may come from, if we have been, if we have experienced this profiling personally, as many of us have, or we know of people who have, we ought to care. So each and every one of us today, there's going to be a meeting next Wednesday, a meeting that is going to require each and every one of us to be there. Let's take a pledge that each and every one of us is going to bring five people to that meeting. And at that meeting, we ought to take a pledge to bring 5 more, because the campaign for civil liberties, the campaign to stop racial profiling, cannot end. And we tell Mr. Kader and his goons at CSIS and at the RCMP and anyone else for that matter that this campaign will not end. We're not going to take this lying down. We're standing up today, and we will not stop until our country is rid of these backward, draconian laws and measures. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.